Das kann sogar sagen, nicht mehr recht geschlagen, weil wir Hüder mit Sechtes Gitten darf Beis. Sechtes Gitten nur mit Sechte, Perek Hamevi, Perek Rishoin, Sog, der heilige Mischner bis Yate des Schmeier. Ihr Verschleier bringt sich jetzt zum Chutzlauer Zerich Yisrael. Hier hat es eben von der Nächte von der Nächte. Meaning it was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. Rabbi Gamliel says, also one who brings a get from the town of Rechem to the town of Cheger, which border Eretz Yisrael, they also have to say Panonechta Panonechtam. Rabbi Eliezer says, even one who brings a get from Kfar Ludim, which was right outside Eretz Yisrael, to Lud, which the city of Lud, which was right inside Eretz Yisrael, they also have to say Panonechta Panonechtam. The Chum say, Panonechta Panonechtam must only be said when taking a get from Chutzlaret to Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa. Also, one who brings a get from one province to another within Chutzlaret must say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. Shimon Gamliel says, even if a get is brought from an area controlled by one government to an area controlled by another government, within the same city, the shliach must say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. With regard to defining the borders of Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda says that Rechem is the border to the east, and Rechem itself is considered chutz la'aretz. Ashkelon is the border to the south, and Ashkelon itself is considered to be chutz la'aretz. Akkoy is the border to the north, and Akkoy itself is considered chutz la'aretz. Rav Meir says that Akkoy is considered part of Eretz Yisrael for purposes of gittin. Mishnah ends off, if a shliach brings a get within Eretz Yisrael, he does not need to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. If the authenticity of the get is contested, the get must be confirmed through the signatures. Frekt de Gemara. Why did the Rabbanan institute that b'fani nechta must be said when delivering a get? Rabbi says it's because the people of Chutz La'aretz are not familiar with the requirement that a get be written l'shma, meaning for the sake of the man and the woman using the get, and saying b'fani nechta tells us that it was written l'shma, meaning because once you say it was written in front of me, you're going to ask, oh, by the way, was it written l'shma? And he'll be able to answer that, so that will bring up the conversation. Rava says it's because when a get is brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, it's difficult to have the document confirmed with the signatures because people over there don't know the people over here and the signatures over here. Therefore, we require that b'fani nechta b'fani nechta be said, and that obviates the need for any later confirmation. What is the practical nafkamina between these two reasons? So the Gemara says one difference would be if there are two shluchim who brought the get. In the case of in that case, Rabba's concern is still valid because they don't know maybe about Lashma, but Rabba's concern is no longer a concern because we now have two witnesses who can be available to confirm the signatures. Another difference would be if a get is brought from one province to another within Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabba, b'fani nechta would not need to be said, because it's said because in Eretz Yisrael and they're aware of the halacha of the requirement of lishma. But according to Rava, it would have to be said because it may be difficult to confirm the signatures from these different provinces. Third difference would be when a get is brought within a single province in Chutz La'aretz. According to Rava, it's Chutz La'aretz, you have to say b'fani nechta v'nechtam. You're not b'kiyam b'lishma. According to Rava, you would not have to say it because there are edim that are metsuyim the kaimai. According to Rabba, who says that the shliach says b'fani nechta b'fani nechta because the people of Chutz La'aretz are not familiar with the lishma requirement, there should need to be two witnesses who testify to the get being written lishma, just as in all other cases where two witnesses are required to testify. Why is it enough that one shliach alone should be able to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta, and that's then we're covered for purposes of lishma? And for the Gemara, this is a case of Yisurin. It does not involve monetary law or criminal law, and therefore one witness is sufficient because eight echad nemen b'Yisurin. For the Gemara, the only time we say one witness is enough for Yisurin is when the witness is not testifying contrary to a chazaka, meaning, for example, we have a piece of animal fat and we don't know if it's shuman or chaylev, so that we believe in eight echad. However, in our case, the woman has a chazaka that she's a married woman, which makes the case a matter of erva, and we have a rule that ain dover should be erva pachas mishnayim, and therefore two witnesses should be required to say that she's now divorced. And for in truth, most people in Chutz La'aretz are familiar with the lishma requirement. Even according to Rav Meir, who's chayish lemiyuta, he would agree in this case that we don't have to worry about the minority of people who are not familiar with the lishma requirement, because a get is written by seifrim, and seifrim are generally all familiar with the lishma requirement. Therefore, deraisa, there's no need to testify whether the get was written lishma. It's the rabbanon who said that it must be done, and therefore they were lenient by only requiring one witness, so as to prevent a woman from becoming an aguna by making the get process an easier one. This is not a kula. If they would require two witnesses, the husband would never be able to come and say that the get is possible. But now that only one witness is required, it leaves open the possibility that he can come and claim that it's possible. And for the Gemara, since, as we will learn, the shliach must give the get to the woman in front of two or three witnesses, it's a subject of machlekes, we'll see later, the rabbanon relied on the fact that the shliach will research this get very well to assure its validity, so as not to be embarrassed later on if the husband calls the get into question, which would embarrass the shliach in front of the witnesses that saw him give the get to the woman. It makes it a matter of public knowledge. Therefore, they accepted his single testimony.